Yeah, and I mentioned Eric and Finn. I obviously didn't leave the other guys out by any stretch of imagination. I'm sure they're just kind of the leaders of that 05 group. You're going to have that. So now the 20-year-olds, obviously, it's never easy, and I'm sure it's tough for them downstairs and whatnot. But I just want to start off, obviously, a guy you brought in at the deadline to solidify the defense and bring some veteran leadership. And we really hope Liam can play on Friday, but Liam McInnes has been great for you guys.
Yeah, he really has. I mean, he's a point per game, and we obviously brought him in December, and he started off real hot for us. You know, it's, you know, that's for him, it's tough. You make a big trade like that, and then, you know, you're not in the playoffs. And yeah. That's probably the toughest part for him. But he's been a great soldier for us, and obviously ate up a ton of minutes for us and really helped our power play along. And just the way he can move the puck and kind of change the game back there, it's obviously been fun coaching him for the last few months.
Yeah, speaking of fun to coach, and this is just numerical, and we're going to leave one guy till the last, but obviously the big man on the blue line from St. Louis, brought in from the Camaros, Cody Yax. His career as a Hawk starts poorly as he tumbles into the boards and hurts his shoulder, but came back. Just one of the great young men that, you know, that I've got to experience in my time doing this. The highlight of the year has got to be, one of them's got to be the scrap with Ethan Hillbig, like, you know, 200,000 views on Twitter and stuff. But, you know, the big man from St. Louis, he was awesome for us as well.
Yeah, just one of those guys that, you know, I'm happy to get to know. Mm-hmm. Obviously, with our St. Louis connection down there with Joey O'Brien, obviously, who I played with, and we've just kind of kept coming with, you know, St. Louis guys, and St. obviously with Vito here, and we got another guy coming next year where, you know, it's pretty cool to get to know Luke, and one of the best young men you could ever meet, and, you know, obviously don't get on his mean side because he can throw them, but... No, he's like a big teddy bear, and he's definitely going to be missed around Nippon, and I know what he does in the community and stuff like that, and just a guy that just helped, you know, our young guys out for sure, and everybody out, because when he's on the ice, nobody wanted to mess with us mm-hmm. anymore, and after those fights, I mean, you know, even tonight, one guy was chirping one guy, and Chaser steps up and barks at him. He goes, "I wasn't talking to you," and he says, "I'm talking to you," and then he just skated away. So, I mean, just the presence he had on our back end to obviously really help, you know, the younger guys out, and even our older guys, just to know that you can play that much harder knowing that he's always going to have your back.
Yeah, for sure, and he's just a total pro, I think, and he obviously grew up around the game, obviously, right? You know, a guy can do some magical things with the puck. It would have been just coaching Artie would be tough, right, with language barrier and all that, but you know, he provided some great moments as well, and I think the guys really grew to love Artem Rabovetsky.
Yeah, it's you know, obviously I like having the Ukrainian on the team. Obviously it's I can speak a little bit still, so it's you know, we'd go back and forth with a few words, and he's just a character. He's a six-year-old kid that's in the dressing room. It's you know, these Euros, they're something else to hang out with all the time, and I know him and Endel became pretty much best friends, and you know, he's been good for us, and I know it's not easy being away from your family, and obviously with the war and everything going on in Ukraine, I don't even know when the last time he's even been home, and mm-hmm. It's been obviously tough, and for Nippon to take him in like they have, it's you know, it's pretty special to show, like, you know, what Nippon's all about when we can take a guy in like that and make him feel at home, and the things he can do with the puck, man, oh man, just, you know, even look at that batting goal the other night, like that was a home run swing, mm-hmm. like that was something special, and you know, just even watching him block shots, he looks like a soccer goalie, European soccer goalie out there. It's you know, he was a lot of fun to coach, but obviously he can be frustrating because he tries to do a lot of things with the puck that most guys can't, but I mean, yeah, you take the good with the bad with him, and I mean, it's been a pleasure with him as well.
Yeah, you know, he had 15 goals just right now, or, you know, could have a couple more before the season's over. Who knows what happens on Friday, but you know, he went to 16 games without one. Imagine if he was more steady there, he would have got upward to 20, 25 goals perhaps, for sure, really could put it in the net.